China has been Australia's most important export market since 2009. Yet despite growing faster than any OECD country last year, China has posted its lowest yearly growth rate since 2001. Moreover, the International Monetary Fund predicts an even greater slowdown in the next 2 years. With Australia's economy inextricably linked to the fortunes of China, Catherine Zengerer asks economist Lindsay David whether it is such a surprise that the Chinese economy is slowing.
Inevitably, the Chinese economy had to slow down. You know, things just can't grow that fast for so long without some sort of correction. In Australia's case in relation to China, the big problem is we kind of, back in, say, 2010, 11 and 12, we're making these large grand forecasts that this Chinese economic miracle would continue well into the next decade. We're already into 2016 and we're quickly realising that this growth miracle that's supposed to never end, what we in Australia were believing, is simply not the case.
So if that kind of slowdown within China happens, what does that mean for us?
China's growth story has been very dependent around the consumption of iron ore to go and build and construct an enormous amount of infrastructure and residential property. Now, down the line, obviously China's economy is now in the very early stages of quite a significant restructuring process. And that restructuring process does not really include China needing to consume that same amount of iron ore as it has over the last decade. Which tells us that the value of iron ore is going to continue to fall like it has over the last 2 or 3 years.
So given that China's been Australia's most important export market since 2009, with roughly a third of our exports going to China, are we really prepared for that kind of impact on us?
No, we're not, because you got to look at the domino effect. As the mining industry in Australia continues to deteriorate, we've already seen the housing market, for example, in a whole host of mining towns, already taking what could only be described as massive hits and providing very clear evidence that there has been a very large housing bubble in this country. And it looks like there's a bit of a contagious effect as the mining industry continues to suffer. Western Australia looks like its economy there is deteriorating by the day. South Australia not faring too well as well. So it comes down to the linkage between deterioration in the mining sector and our banking system's ability to be able to continue to pump more debt into the Australian housing market on the back of that type of economic deterioration.
Are you predicting that any economic downturn in China would see less investment in the housing market here in Australia?
Yes. So if we look at it specifically from foreign buyers, you could possibly see a lot of foreign buyers sell their house or sell their property all in and around the same time, which would definitely add a lot more supply into the marketplace. If that's the case, well, I can tell you right now, our banking system is not going to be able to continue to lend to home buyers domestically, Australian home buyers in Australia, the same way they have over the last, say, 10 or 15 years.
Okay, looking at the big picture, do we have any other sources of growth in the Australian economy to facilitate that transition away from us being dependent on China?
Well, the one problem we have in Australia has been over the last 10, 15 years is we've invested very little on innovation and startup businesses, startup technology companies and scientifically complex businesses that do have a lot of potential for growth. Now, it's not good that we have not invested that much into these industries in the last, say, 10 or 15 years. However, that does leave a lot of room to pump money into those startup industries. So 5 or 6 years down the line, we do have a bit of a new economy here in Australia where we do become more dependent on science and innovation and high-quality jobs.
We're hearing that message very strongly from the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Are you expecting to see some measures along those lines in the federal budget this year?
Well, I would like to see that, but in reality is, I mean, to put it into perspective, how little Australians invest in early-stage startup technology companies, Australians lost more money in online Nigerian dating scams than we actually invested into very early stage startups in this country. So that's kind of putting it into perspective how small this industry is currently at this point in time in Australia. I think in 2015, a total of $19 million was invested in these early stage startups. Now, if we were able somehow to get that number ticked up to $250 million year by year, well, you could rest assured that in four to six years down the line, that we would begin to see quite a unique transformation of the Australian economy.
Just how vulnerable is the Australian economy to this Chinese downturn, given that interest rates were already at record lows?
When you start talking about interest rates this low, the further you bring it down, you have to keep in mind interest rates work in two ways. One is the sum of money people borrow, and also on the front end, the sum of money people earn in interest when they keep their money in a bank account. Now, as Australia is becoming got an ageing population, it actually needs a higher interest rate. But in the event of a downturn, I mean, the last three times the RBA has come at the defence of the housing market to stop it from falling, it's burnt more than 2% on each occasion. So basically, they already don't have the ammunition to protect the housing market this time round.
What do you say to people who say that, in fact, Australia's growing export exposure, that Australia's export exposure to China should be looked upon with relief, not alarm, because despite the slowdown, China's still forecasted to grow at a more rapid pace than any other OECD country, for example?
Yes, I mean, there's a big difference in the forecasting and what actually happens in reality. And that's been the case. I mean, you know, since 2012, we've been saying that, you know, China is essentially... they consume so much of our iron ore that they're going to end up building more apartments than people in China. Now, we know these forecasts just aren't accurate and they're not true.
Do you agree that we are at a really high risk of recession in Australia right now?
Yes. I'm regretfully confident that we would probably see a recession in Australia sometime into 2017.
Lindsay David, ending that report by Catherine Zengara and Callum Morgan and Vincent Sue.